Time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
My biggest takeaway is that most of the people inside of the school don't really know what they're talking about. A lot of them won't even be able to put Israel on a map. And the people that do, they tell them not to engage. So in the beginning of the conflict, people that did want to learn and want to understand, they would. You would have a very interesting conversation with them. But I think a lot of the narrative, especially inside the camp, is not to engage to anyone who looks like Zionist or Jewish so that you won't, like, I don't know. So I think the lack of communication is making people even more radicalized. And, yeah, you know, students feel afraid on campus. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. I just had one of my Israeli friends. She came and she cried. She, first time being in school in a week, she just broke down crying. And I don't think that's any way to have any campus.
I can't wait to dissect that. How are you? How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm okay.
Are you crying?
A little crying.
Are you feeling that you might get offended in the future, so you're crying now?
I'm crying for joy.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize this.
You're joyful?
I didn't realize that there was a reason to be excited about President Biden.
Really?
Yeah. But in a speech to some Israeli students, he recounted the time that he was found floating in a basket on the Nile River and raised by Egyptians. And I was like, wow, the things we don't know about that man.
Oh, my gosh. It's big. It's so big.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Here we go.
Pause. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
He's reading the teleprompter.
Pause.
Pause. And then cue the four more years. Here we go.
He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
He was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. I love that, though. He was raised on the Nile.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, somebody put up a post, and it's a political person, and they put up a post and they said, he's our worst president. It's beyond that. People keep doing that. He's beyond that. He has cooed. They've cooed the country with this guy with a chin that won't stop moving. I don't know what's under there, but it's something odd. And this isn't just about being the worst president. We all know that. It's about being cooed with the worst of the and the most obvious and the one that reads the teleprompter and the cued four more years. It's all scripted anyway.
Even if he's Biden and he's a replacement lookalike.
Who knows what he is? His chin is just all over the place. Anyway,
but here's the real issue. If you have no more awareness of what's going on around you than reading the cues on the teleprompter, like pause, then how can you possibly function as the president of the United States?
He got me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It makes no sense. And we keep going. I have so many gaffes of his, lies, outright lies, stupid things he said, ridiculous fodder for radio. My file is so big. It's its own file. I don't have that kind of file on anyone else. But we keep putting up with it by saying, well, he's a bad president, so we're waiting it out. He's a treasonous. He's beyond bad. So, but we don't do much about it, and it drives me crazy. By the way, I just wanted to mention Chris Ann Hall will be here next week. I know I'm going to miss her today, but we have so much to talk about. And you know what? He's so unbelievably strange, and they want you to see that he's weird and strange and talking about cannibals, talking about being raised in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. You're right about the Nile. I can't wait for that story.
It's
Bizarre is what it is.
And what's really bizarre is there's people out there that really believe in him.
How does that happen? I don't know. I truly don't know. I mean, you'd have to have a brick up here.
Yeah.
In order to go, there's my guy. Can't wait to see what he reads off the teleprompter next.
He can't read the teleprompter and know what he's supposed to say from the prompts.
And it's okay if his son's a scumbag. And a sex addict, and it's okay if he lies and cheats and steals about China, and it's okay if he does all these things and claims to be the world's most popular man in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, and it's they would have to go, that's okay, I like him.
Yeah. In all fairness, we do have the best economy ever. So
there's no inflation. I don't know. I can't explain that. I really can't.
I think about
all the people that are, there's a stagnant few that are behind him were the same ones that were yelling at Trump people, that were screaming about toxicity. And the whole thing is bizarre. So I don't know. I don't know why or how you could be in a camp over this. I'd be in a Biden camp. I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, with everything going on about food,
yeah,
I finished watching that series that I mentioned on Tuesday, The Last Ship.
Uh-huh.
And in the last season, the show was about this scientist who is, there's a plague on food. All the food is not growing because of this red thing that's killing all the food.
Okay.
And the scientist develops a way to kill that bug so that the food will grow. But at the same time, he invented a drug that he can also put into the food that's growing that when you eat it, makes men very docile.
Gee, that's not happening anywhere. Man,
this was from a book written in 1988.
Oh my gosh.
And here it is. Why is the food being so messed with? Is it doing something?
Oh, yeah.
Is it affecting people in a way that they can't see that Biden is a cognitive disaster?
They do it in prisons. I mean, why wouldn't they be doing that to us?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a noticeable change. We have the metrosexual male that swishes when he walks now. I mean, how else do you explain that? How do you take the man from the 1960s and compare it to today, this youth of today? There's no comparison.
No.
Very, very feminized.
Yeah.
Our governor looks more and more female. I usually post right under his post. Man, gosh, I keep thinking I'm looking at a woman. It's weird.
A bald woman.
But a woman nonetheless. Very feminine. Very effeminate. You know? And it's hard to watch.
No, this
really
is true of so many men today.
I know.
And
I don't get it. I really don't. I have a hard time understanding it. So we need to do a whole show on testosterone because they're talking about younger and younger kids in their 20s going in for testosterone now because they're noticing that their levels are completely bottomed out. So you know it's something in our food or water. It's something going on that is causing this. You don't just take a whole millennia of people and then all of a sudden it goes down into metrosexual world.
It's natural.
No.
It's a caused problem.
Yes.
The lack of testosterone in today's men is a caused issue. How they're causing it, I'm not sure.
Is everyone else noticing this? If you're listening to us live, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'd love to notice, see if you notice it too. It can't just be us, but there's been a lot of writings about this. People are really now finally realizing that we have a big problem going on with our men.
I had a nephew who had low testosterone, and he wanted to get supplements.
Yeah.
And the doctor told him, well, you really don't want to do that. It'll make you aggressive. It'll make you aggressive.
You mean it'll make you more mannish?
Yeah.
Oh, can't have that. You know, girls today still want men. Women still want men, right?
Yep. As much as they complain.
Yeah, I know.
They still want a man.
It's funny to me because there's so much of this bizarre woman liber talk. And yesterday we were talking, I was talking with Susan about the Commission of the State of Women and how it just talked about basically you're a breeder for a baby and then get your butt to work because we're going to hire other women to take care of your baby, yeah, which makes no sense. And you shouldn't even be mothering them. You should just be off because anyone can read your kid a story. It has nothing to do with anything. Just breed it and go. And then don't even breed it because have the abortion, right? And it's been a really strange thing to watch, to tell you the truth, because people don't realize how the kids are receiving all these messages. And then along with that, the boys are becoming so effeminate. It's just, it's changing everything. Really and truly, it's changing everything. So
it is. Yeah. You know, the relationship between men and women has changed a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because when I got married...
Hold on, caller.
A lot of people don't know this, but I used to drive around and run into people all the time. And then I got married and
manhood?
I had the shotgun driver warning me ahead of time to hit the brakes. So,
your manhood is out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, how about soy? Soy
is
everything.
Big deal.
Every package you see. But also the water.
Uh-huh.
They say that the amount of estrogen in the water that we drink, and it supposedly can't be taken out or something.
Yeah.
But
I have
looking
heard
into
that.
All that, yeah, that's where it's all happening, and everybody's hormones are so messed up.
I know.
And everybody's in a dire state of depression or upset.
You're right. So, weird funk going on. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I am going to talk about the whole Israel protest thing. You're probably not going to like what I have to say, but I am going to say it when we come back. And I'm going to point out the very, very obvious about what's going on in the media with the Israel-Palestine protesting college campus thing. We need some truth on the matter. Also, I want to talk about TikTok. I also want to talk about disinformation, how what I've been noticing lately. We'll say that. What I've been noticing lately in the disinformation camp is quite intriguing, and how they're getting messages out there or not getting them out there it's an interesting tactic. And I want to share with you once again a tactic that we see over and over again on the right, because I'm going to talk about being on the right as far as media goes. You got to listen to this. So we'll come back. We got a full show. I want you to be able to call in too. 888-673-1450. If you're listening to us live, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. There you go.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Why does this song just make me happy? I love this song. I love this country.
Well, it's a nice song.
It is. I just love it. Anyway, love it. I don't even care what rendition it's in. Although Chris Stapleton's my favorite, by the way, from the Super Bowl. I love that rendition. But I love them all. So anyway, welcome back to the show. And he did the Star Spangled Banner. I know that. This is America the Beautiful. But I love them all is what I'm saying. But my favorite rendition is Chris Stapleton. Welcome back. And of course, we have a lot to talk about on the docket today. A lot to reveal, a lot to expose. And I just want to make sure that you get over to Birch Gold. Just text 989898 and text my name, Kate, and they're going to give you some free information on how to get everything backed by gold and silver. All the stuff you have hanging out there, your IRAs, your savings, everything, 401k, it's so worth doing right now. You have a window of time to do it, a window of opportunity. Take advantage of it before it's gone. And I love that they're doing this. They're giving you free information so that when you text, that's all, that's what you're getting back is some free information on whether you want to do it or not. It doesn't cost you anything. Do it. Buy some gold and silver too. I love Birch Gold because they're the guys I trust. So they have a stellar record and everyone goes to them. It's just amazing. Ron Paul loves them. And there's a reason that he deals with them directly too. All right. Birch Gold. And I love them. They believe in free speech too, which I love. Before I get into exposing what's going on in the college campuses, saying what's not being said across the country, before we get there, there's like this new sort of, not new, it's not new at all. I shouldn't say that at all. It's a tactic disinformation people use. And I've noticed it again and again, and I've noticed it with a, I've actually noticed it with Project Veritas. I mean, I like Project Veritas for certain things, but I've also noticed that them and particular talk show hosts will come out with information, and the information looks like they're finally jumping into the exposing of stuff, right? They're going to get to the bottom of it. And it's stuff that we've been exposing for years on this show. They had the opportunity a long time ago. It's not like their heads were in the sand, but this is the tactic. They wait until the last second to divulge what they're going to divulge and expose what they're going to expose. So there's no time to do anything about it. Okay. It's kind of like election fraud. You wait till the last moment to tell people an in-depth study of election fraud when they don't have time to convince their terrible, awful county commissioners that there is election fraud, because they have to be convinced now because they're not patriots anymore in this country. So you have to convince them that there's fraud. But what they do is they wait till the last second and they go, because they want to be remembered for telling the truth. So what they do is at the last second, they'll say voter fraud, let's do it. I believe there's voter fraud now, but it's just in time for the election to play out so that you don't have enough time. Now, had it been said 2 years ago, there was enough time to convince commissioners and so forth, but they do it with just enough time so you don't have any time. I remember a piece came out on a congressman that Project Veritas did, and they did it right before the election instead of doing it before. Lots of things can be exposed before. And sometimes I wonder if people wait till the last second on purpose. It's kind of like getting to a car accident and sitting in the car until the last possible second that you could go to look like the hero. Is that terrible to say? Yeah. But it's the truth. And you see it a lot. You see it's a disinfo tactic. And what they do is they want to be remembered for telling the truth. They just, they have to wait to expose stuff so that you don't have any time as a citizenry to do anything. It's the truth.
It is the truth.
So we've been talking about election fraud for so long, and now people are finally starting to jump on the bandwagon. Although they won't tell you the whole truth about the election fraud. They'll just tell you parts of it. The parts are bad, but if you find somebody telling you about ballot box stuffing or like there's certain things that they hone in on, that's not the problem. The problem is it's connected to the internet. They can swap the,
yeah,
they can change the software and the Albert sensors. They usually don't ever mention the Albert sensors, and they don't mention that it's an emergency status to conceal what's going on since about 2004.
Well, they want to make people believe that it takes a fake ballot to cheat.
Nope.
They don't even need a ballot to cheat. They just change the data in the computer.
They multiply or divide by 1,000, you know what I mean? And get the result they want. And they can get the result they want regardless. But I just don't like, it's like a fake fight. And that's another tactic. It's the tactic of the disinformation people out there. And they don't tell the whole truth. And then they wait to tell you a lot of the truth way too late in the game. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
And you see by the dawn's early light, oh, so proudly we hailed.
I play the guitar and I love the guitar work on this. I just love it. It's moving, very moving. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy about that because we're going to talk about something that's not being talked about out there. And you know, I always love that. Remember, for supplements, get over to activatefiq.com. Those absorb into your body. If you want to take something you know is actually going to work, I believe in that. And these supplements have the good quality ingredients. You're going to want to stick to quality. So activatefiq.com. Put in the code Kate. You'll get some savings there. And they have a histamine for allergies that's all natural. It's amazing. Try it out. Try it out. My own kids are taking that. Okay. Let's talk about the Israel thing for just a second, because nobody's saying this and it's driving me crazy. And Miles had a good report on this too. Because I was noticing something kind of weird about it. So let me read you the news story yesterday and then I'll do today. Pro-Palestinian protests continued at major U.S. universities through Wednesday evening, even after law enforcement was called to step in and make arrests on campus. Okay. The protesters, it kept talking about the protesters. It kept mentioning, really, okay, get this title: Pro-Palestinian protests sweep U.S. college campuses following mass arrests at Columbia. Number one, is it sweeping the colleges when it's only at five and they list the five? All Ivy League? All known CIA hangouts? I'm just saying for the record. No, it's not sweeping college campuses everywhere. So it's a ridiculous lie. This is from the AP News that lies to you constantly. It isn't sweeping anything. It's very targeted at certain colleges, okay? And of course, following mass arrests. And one of the students said, do you think that's a little heavy-handed, arresting protesters? You think that's a little weird? It is, because it's all built on what they're going to do. There's going to be violence. They're going to say something mean.
Right.
Since when is that an arrest? First thing you asked me about this, about what's on their face.
Oh, why are they all wearing so many masks? I mean, they're not all, but a lot of these kids are wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. In 2024.
The mask thing is over.
But they show up in masks. Are they trying to conceal who they are? Is that a little bit more of maybe who is behind this?
They're trying to hide the fact that they're not students at that university.
Amen. that's bingo, you're exactly right on that.
Of course, they're not students.
The other thing I noticed was matching umbrellas. That was a little odd. I just thought, was somebody handing them out to be nice to only the protesters? I thought that was kind of strange. I've never seen matching umbrellas.
Yeah.
I've never seen a crowd of protesters that seems to be so organic, suddenly wearing matching shirts, all dark. Everybody was cued in, I guess, to wear dark pants. Everybody's wearing dark.
Yeah, well, that's the Hamas uniform.
So they have masks on, and it looked like somebody kind of handed them out because they were very similar to each other. Matching umbrellas. It kind of reminds me of ISIS, to tell you the truth. When I was looking at the photos, I was like, this is a little weird. It looks like ISIS with their matching white outfits and Toyota trucks, which they would never wear in the Middle East. So I was looking at this and thinking, this is kind of weird. And there are only certain colleges that this is at, just the five. So I thought that was really strange. And then I thought, you know, they didn't even protest COVID. They didn't protest anything on the college campuses, but they're protesting this. And if I play this bit, this interview, this guy on the street interview, one more time, it's only a minute long. Listen to everything he says in this very, very closely, okay? Because they don't know why they're there. Sorry. Here you go.
My biggest takeaway is that most of the people inside of the school don't really know what they're talking about.
Do you find that a little weird? They don't know why they're there. Now, usually very militant college students, I don't know where you find militant college students because they're a pile of mush from all the soy. But you get a hold of these militant college students, if you're going to protest and possibly get arrested for not doing anything, you are going to know why you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of them won't even be able to put Israel on a map.
Very true. A lot of them can't put Israel on a map. Do you guys remember the tidbit I used to play coming in where the girl goes, Kelly Pickler goes, Hungary? Is that a country? Hungary? Can't even spell Hungary. Anyway, they don't know where it's at because they're totally dumbed down. Okay, so here you go.
And the people that do, they tell them not to engage. So in the beginning of the conflict, people that did want to learn and want to understand, they would. You would have a very interesting conversation with them.
How interesting. That's a little weird. Okay, an interesting conversation with them. Why? Because they didn't know why they were there? They were just being paid? Okay, here we go.
But I think a lot of the narrative, especially inside the camp, is not to engage to anyone who looks like Zionist or Jewish so that you won't like, I don't know.
So that you won't like, I don't know. So don't engage with anyone, except that all the news is covering Jewish students that are supposedly crying. I mean, he had a buddy that was crying. Why are they crying? Do you know not one comment has been offered up about why they're in tears? And obviously it's nothing that big. And I'm sorry, if somebody hurts your feelings, so what?
I don't mean to brag, but I can spot a Zionist at 100 yards. They have this look.
You're so right on with that. Okay, so here we go back to this guy's brilliant statement.
Well, like, I don't know.
I don't know. So, like, I don't know. Okay, here we go.
So I think the lack of communication is making people even more radicalized.
The lack of communication is making people more radicalized?
Yeah.
Our little mush pots of soy? Our little demasculinized, like, young adults are suddenly militant and it's the miscommunication that makes them this way?
Maybe okay. It's how tight they were, their man bun. That could hurt.
It's a little too tight. Here we go.
And yeah, you know, students feel afraid on campus. It's crazy.
Really? Students feel afraid on campus? Do you know not one thing has really been talked about as to why? Not one thing has been disclosed as to why they feel so afraid, because they have to start making arrests because nothing's actually happened, but it's going to and it could. But nothing real and substantive has actually happened.
And it wasn't that long ago that they were all thrilled to death about the safe zones on campus.
What happened to that?
Yeah, okay,
here we go. Here we go.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I just had one of my Israeli friends. She came and she cried.
She cried.
First time being in school in a week. She just broke down crying.
And why?
And I don't think that's any way to have any campus.
That's any way to have any campus. Well, I'm sorry. Why did she cry? I never got the memo on what was actually being said, because nothing's being said. It's all perceived. I'm a bucket of tears because I'm a college student who can't control her emotions. Like that. This is bought and paid for protest. Give me a break.
And the number one chant that you hear has nothing to do with Israel. Mm-mm. It's death to America.
Yeah.
No, that's the big chant you hear. Yep. Death to America.
Yep. So what do they have? They have Speaker of the House. Okay, sell out, bought and completely paid for Mikey Boy, out there trying to make some sense of this and calling things out. Why? Because he has screwed you over. He has screwed you over since the day he walked into office. So they want you to forget about that and see his heroic efforts, Milty, his heroic efforts on the college campus. And this is so obvious that I want a matching umbrella and t-shirt with the mask. Mm-hmm. I want the mask too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll let you weigh in.
There you go.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. And done with debt. That's the place to go. Get out of your credit card debt now. Also, make those payments a lot easier to pay. Sometimes you can actually kick it to the curb. Sometimes you can have them negotiate your rates down so your payments are a lot less. And you're kicking a lot of that interest to the curb. And all it takes is a good negotiator to do that. Done with Debt's amazing. And you guys are telling me an email. So thank you for that, that you're loving them. And I told you, trust me on this one, they're really good at what they do. DoneWithDebt.com, and then there's a drop-down menu so that you can put in where you heard about them and let them know I sent you. They'll take good care of you, and they are awesome. They're awesome. It doesn't cost you anything just to talk to them and about your situation and kind of get a handle on it. This is all they do all day. They're so good. DoneWithDebt.com. They're reputable. They're good. They're solid. They're private. They're awesome. DoneWithDebt.com. Give them a call. Or go to the website, donewithdebt.com, okay? So there's a couple of things, and I want to take your calls on why you think they have to fake this. I want to hear from you. Why do you think they're having to fake this? Because it's obviously fake. Matching umbrellas, matching t-shirts, masks to hide the face. IDF.
The Fox News Channel on several different shows had a student from Columbia, an Israeli girl, who starts off telling a little bit about herself. She was in the Israeli Defense Force in Israel, which that's their army. They name it kind of weird, but it's their army, and they're extremely well-trained. And yet this woman, not a young girl, a woman student at Columbia, talked about how she was fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Now, jeez. But nothing's ever said about what makes them so fearful. It's just the constant story that they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we haven't heard about kids in the hospital being murdered, beaten up.
Feelings hurt, things that they can take and say that they are anti-Semitic, because we don't really know what's being said because no one will disclose that.
Right. So a member of the Israeli Defense Force is fearful for her safety at Columbia University.
Yeah.
If you believe that.
Well-trained IDF.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's every story. Now, the story in the news today in for Fox News, right? Fox News is so ridiculous. But anti-Semitism on campus surges as agitators take over.
Well, that would make me fearful.
Agitators.
Yeah, those okay? agitators.
Those agitators. It's kind of amazing, the headlines, because what is this telling you? That they want you to take home that it's anti-Semitic. They get more control this way. Because I'm not talking about Israel, and we're not really talking about Palestine right now. We're talking about the tactics they use
yeah.
to drum up the divisive nature of people here in the United States, something to get mad about, something to be on a side of, okay? Then the other thing, and which I know you guys all know, but here are the things that don't make sense, okay? And why are they faking this? Call up 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. The students are masked up. Why? you don't see them masked up for anything else in the college arena. Only this protest. Just like you do BLM when they're when they're covering their faces to act out with crime, okay? Yeah. So this is what you're seeing. So they're only masked up to hide their identity because, like you said, brilliantly, I don't think they're college students.
No.
They're paid for. The bleachers are empty in the photos. This is not a big surge of people. They said 200 at the most. Now, every time they say 100 to 200, it's usually only 100 or less. And if there's a pro-life one, they'll go, there's a few people, even though it was 1,000. But when it's something like this, they blow it out of proportion. If you go look at the pictures are made up of a lot of media mixed in with the protesters. Yep. You'll see the cameras if you look, if you really look. So the crowd that they're panning, it's kind of like when they went to the Trump things and they only did it before and after the people left so they could get an empty stadium. Okay, same kind of lie in this. The bleachers are empty. Also, the news says, you know, well, the crowd, I covered that one. Not only, only several universities are actually involved in this. Why? Because that's where they can contain. That's where they can contain it. And then get the pictures to show the world that this is sweeping across the country. What a lie. Oh, Fox News, you're such liars. Same with CNN. Jewish students, only a few, said they just didn't like the tone of the comments, but wouldn't tell you what comments. And matching shirts, all dark colors, very coordinated with dark slacks, dark pants, all coordinated. Masks to hide the identities and more media, actually, than protesters. Interesting. Those are your take-homes on this one. This is why it's so obvious. Like, the headlines themselves are trying to tell you that this is, how dare they say anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a constant plan to upset you emotionally.
Yes.
Not factually.
And keep you in a camp, keep you on divided sides. Are you pro-Palestinian or are you pro-Israel? And they're also trying to conjure up a war.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to see some video of some Israeli students in the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we don't see that.
You know, and we're all, we don't. And you're also getting National Guard everywhere.
Yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's important.
Subways, colleges now, you know, because this was the byline at Fox News today. Students at Columbia University have been alerted that all in-person classes to be held virtually through the end of the semester. Yes, it's that bad, folks. I feel like we should do the little Warner Brother.
How many students have been killed during these protests?
Nobody's
dead?
Nope.
How many have been hospitalized? None.
Not that we know of.
But we have to stay home.
Stay home, in-person classes, right? And this has taken over the campus. And of course, you have the Speaker of the... Why is the Speaker of the House even commenting on this? Isn't that just the role of the college president? Why is the Speaker of the House in on this? Because he needs the good press.
Yeah.
And of course, reach an agreement with negotiations with anti-Israel protesters. If these are college students, you need to go in to reach a negotiation with them. Just hose them down. They're on a college campus. I mean, you know why? Because these aren't actual college students. That's why. Sorry. I don't have anything against the Jewish people. Love the Jewish people. Not a problem. This isn't about that. This is about what they're doing in a fakery here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm going to be even more honest than that.
Yeah.
I don't love the Jewish people. I don't even think about the Jewish people. I don't care anything about the Jewish people. I'm an American. I care about America.
You don't care about cats. You don't care about a lot of things. Hey, look, we don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just, this is getting out of hand, you guys. So ridiculous. Fakery is ridiculous. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But guess what? You may remember, I was running for office at the time, but you all may remember it, that I had a big fight with the former president and maybe future president and maybe future president and maybe future president. Bless me, Father.
I know. No, he's not just a horrible president. He's not just a bad president. We got to stop saying that. We've been completely cooed by this moron who I don't even know what version we're getting every day because his face looks like marbles. I have no idea like who it is that we have to look at. But anyway, we're going to talk about this. I want to talk about the headlines too. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, several points I'm going to go quickly through them. First of all, the National Guard, I didn't mention this the other day. The federal government has no authority to have anything to do with National Guards.
They were
state militia guards until the mid-1930s, like 1933 under that communist president, FDR. And they're now, this is what the dictionary or the definition is. The National Guard is a state-based military force that becomes part of the U.S. military reserve component of the U.S. Army.
I agree. We actually did talk about that. He called up and we did say that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a problem with this thing about the Jewish American.
Uh-huh.
We have a Jewish American community here in St. George.
Okay.
They stand by the Jewish being bullied.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that what DEI is all about? Standing up for an ethnic minority, making sure that they don't get verbally abused or physically abused. And then you guys say, oh, I don't care about Jewish people. Ha ha ha.
No,
it really hit me off.
Okay. Let me describe what we were talking about for just a second here. I think what we're having a problem with is always having to disclaim, well, we love a certain people. I love a certain people. You have the freedom to say you don't love an entire certain people, but that doesn't mean he's out there being violent to anyone or being mean to anyone. I mean, you have the freedom to express yourself. And now we're getting to the fact that it's thought now, and it's anything you say is considered a criminal act against somebody because they might be offended at what somebody says. I mean, I happen to be Latter-day Saint, okay? Mormon, as they call it. I don't get easily offended at people saying stuff to me. And when you say bullied, to me, it's like, okay, well, what does that actually mean? Are people actually getting physically accosted? Or is this just they don't like some people's statements? Because I don't like some people's statements. But that doesn't mean that we have to develop a whole victimization over it either, to be fair.
So basically, the caller was talking about what I said.
Yes.
And here's the fact of the matter. Half my family's Jewish.
So
and I don't care.
So in America, you can say that you don't love certain people if you don't want to say I love a certain people.
I don't love Chinese people either. I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
So we're getting to a place, though, where because people have said things in the past and that now you have to say I love them. Now, and that's what you're disagreeing with.
Yeah.
Which is totally, we're in America. When did we become a communist, totally communist country?
And let's take it one step further. Mm-hmm. Why is it a problem for me to say, I don't love the Israeli people?
Because you're not allowed an opinion.
Or I don't love the Chinese people, while it's perfectly okay for all of these minorities to hate me just because my skin's white. That's okay, though. DEI doesn't do anything to help that, sir, does it?
It's the truth.
Yeah, DEI is a joke.
We've gotten into a really weird place in America where certain groups are vehemently protected, other groups aren't. And now we've gotten into a kind of a pickle because now everyone, like on the campus, okay, they can't identify how they've been abused, but they're just certain they have been by perception only. Okay, so that now everybody says, well, go in and arrest them for saying stuff.
Yeah.
When did we become such a wimpy, wussy, wussbag nation that saying something now is the victimization tool for somebody to go get arrested? That's what we're talking about, too. Let's be real.
So the reality is this.
Yeah.
I may not love Jewish people. Uh-huh. I may not love Chinese people, but I do love people.
Well,
I love people, and I don't separate them like he is.
So isn't it funny, though, that if you say, well, I don't, you're not even saying I hate anybody.
No.
Which you totally can. That's your prerogative. We live in America.
Even if you want.
But if you don't say I don't love them, now you've done something wrong.
Right.
What is that about?
It's nonsense.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
This is Dave Wallace. May or may not remember me. I wrote the song for Donald Trump, America Great Again.
Sure. Okay. Did you have a comment?
It's been such a hard time for me to get that song to the president and or anybody in his PR to try to share that song with him. It's been like pulling teeth, and it's been like 6 years since I wrote the song.
Wow. I don't know. I have no idea. Did you have a question about the show? About today, our topic, or no?
Well, the question is, I was just wondering what's going on as far as the topic. What's going on with the liberal, little liberal interference with artists who are trying to promote patriotic music, but there's something like behind the scenes that's keeping it from going forward.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, it's part of the cancel culture.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you're conservative, they don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, it's so true. That's so true. But we do need to get out of these I'm so offended camps and start
nonsense.
Just saying that you can say what you want to say, okay? I don't have anything against the Jewish people. I even say, I love the Jewish people. Not a problem for me. You can say, I don't love them. And people fall apart. Why do you fall apart? That's the question. We shouldn't be a nation that does that.
No.
Come on.
And we shouldn't believe in a program that uses the word inclusive that excludes people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They exclude you if you're white.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you're not allowed. So you're not allowed to have any offensive feelings that. It's certain groups are constantly thinking that they're being offended.
Sure.
If on a college campus right now today, if you're a Jewish student, but you can't articulate what it exactly is that somebody even said to you, and that's not a crime, by the way, saying something sticks and stones. That is not a crime. Okay. Then why are we treating it like one? It makes no sense to me, and I'm just for the common sense here, logic.
In all fairness, though,
come on.
I had a word thrown at me one time. When it hit me in the shoulder, it broke my arm.
Broke your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words are violence.
Yeah. Well, how dare you say what you want to say in America?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We're not that nation. Now, if we were in China, that conversation would make more sense, because then you're kind of made to say things that you don't, you know, mean or whatever. But if you want to say, I don't like islanders, you live in America, you can say that. I am not going to fall apart on you.
And not liking them doesn't mean you hate them.
I know.
It doesn't mean you're going to do bad things to them.
But we're in extreme camps. That's our problem. And we're not seeing the thing that we were talking about in the last hour was the facade that's going on behind these protesters. It's a facade, and there's several reasons for it. Number one is to push us into a war, because the war is coming. Mm-hmm. So they have to push this fight. They keep it on the college campus to keep it contained. There's probably under 100 students involved and protesters, and they're all wearing masks to hide their identity with matching shirts. Who paid for that? People should be asking more questions like that than sitting around wondering if you're offending them at a certain rate. I mean, or a certain a certain number, right, on that as far as the offensive mode goes. I have no patience for that anymore.
I don't either. Come and on. I don't get offended when black people talk bad about me because I'm white and have white privilege.
Well, they're allowed to say how horrid and awful and hateful you are. But what if somebody really didn't like a Jewish person? Are they allowed to actually say that? Or do they have to keep that concealed because you might raise the eyebrows of Jewish people everywhere and then they all take one comment or one thing that you think about one to everyone else? What other group does that? I don't know. I'm just wondering why conversation and why you can't be real in America and say what you want to say without getting picked apart.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is, it's like, when did we become so wussy?
Yeah. But brainwashing your children with DEI in the schools is going to help.
I know, right? Well, people say stuff about my religion all the time, make fun of it, all kinds of stuff. Do you think? I don't really care. I don't fall apart. I don't care. I don't feel like everyone's against me. I don't take on a victimhood. Say what you want. That's your prerogative.
I had a Christian one time from a different denomination say to me, "You would be a good Christian."
You would be a good Christian. Oh my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Now,
Hi.
I just want to say that anyone who's here under a student visa and protesting, they should be deported immediately.
Yep. Oh, I agree. Yep. I just don't think they're students. I think they're not students. That's why they're concealing their faces with masks in 2024. So thank you for that. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, it's getting ridiculous. And they're leading out with the anti-Semitism. So in your mind, because they won't give any actual footage of this, but in your mind, you can go, they're being bullied, they're being bullied, they're being bullied. Where is that taking place? Do you guys remember the Asian thing that happened a little while ago? It was like 2 years ago, and suddenly everyone was against Asians everywhere, in the news only, not actually happening. But everyone was like, oh, the Asians are being bullied. And we kept saying, where's the footage? Where is this happening? It was only happening in the news. And I think this is the same case. This is happening in the news. It's not actually happening.
No.
So it's happening over at the AP. It's not actually happening on college campuses. And I think that's why they won't articulate sentiments. They won't say anything. And by the way, that's not a crime either. If somebody said, I don't like you because you're Jewish, that's not a crime to be arrested for.
No.
And if it sends somebody crying, isn't it on their shoulders that they're crying? If I go home every night and go, everyone hates me for my religion, isn't that on me? Isn't that my problem because I'm sitting there crying over it? We used to have a backbone in America. This is a melting pot, always has been. So when did we become this way? And only certain groups are victimized and others aren't. You're a white guy, put up with it. I mean, honestly, come on. It's words. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. And then it's almost not words. We don't know.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I love this. All right, welcome back. We'll take a caller. And, of course, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, where Uncle Milty committed the cardinal sin. How dare you say you don't love somebody? Yeah. You're supposed to love.
Yep.
Well, we're getting to a weird place in America, I have to say, where comments and everything is a, kind of a crime. That's how we're treating it. We've got to get back to just normal logic. That's what we're asking for. Hi, caller. I know, I'm trying. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're live.
Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hi, and you said communication, and you hung up on me.
Well, no, we were making our point.
I don't know what you assumed, but you assumed everything about me and started going on that rant.
Okay. What do you want to say? I thought we were done. Okay, what do you want to say?
I don't understand why. You say nothing's happened to Jewish. How long is the Jewish student been afraid to come out of their apartment?
Are they
rushing over that?
Yeah, are they afraid? What's been done to make them afraid? That's where the news isn't saying.
But, well, it's been on X and all those other things for a while. They're afraid to come out because the other students are threatening them. They verbally abuse them.
Did they threaten them? Did they threaten them?
Is that something to whitewash over?
Well, did they threaten them? Nobody can come out with a statement. So everyone's saying they're afraid, but they're not saying why or how.
Because they're being verbally abused and threatened with violence.
How do you know that?
Excuse me, why are you going to punch me? What logic is that?
Are they punching them? I mean, the violence isn't taking place. So this is all on they could do something. So they're going in and arresting people for they could do it. That's not America. That's not what we're supposed to do.
Black Lives Matter and all those mobs have never attacked anyone.
What? Not in this case. So they keep saying that there's no violence.
They got the mask on. You know they're not students. You know they've done it before.
Right.
You're just supposed to go out there and ask for it?
But what are they actually doing?
I won't do anything until you actually kick my ass.
We have to say certain things on the radio and not say certain things on the radio. So here's the deal, because we're going in circles, okay? I'm not cutting you off. We're just going in circles. They say that there could be that. There isn't that, but they're already making arrests. That makes no sense. That's not the America that we're supposed to have, okay? So I don't know what's actually happening. Is it perceived threat?
The caller just said it. He said, am I supposed to wait until they actually kick my behind?
Because
if you call the police and say, I think this guy wants to kick my behind, the police are going to say, call us back when he does.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do everything on a perceived threat. Or I could say, well, you called into the show and I didn't really like what you have to say. And I feel a perceived threat that you might come get me.
Yeah.
And do something. So go arrest you. That doesn't make sense, does it? So we're getting caught up in this because the headlines are actually telling us to get caught up in this.
That's right.
And you committed the cardinal sin by saying you don't love a certain people.
Yeah.
Now, whether he actually does or doesn't, you can't say that in America. We've lost free speech. Oh my gosh, what happens if I don't love a certain people? If you don't love the Hindu, what if you don't love the Hindu?
Here's the real issue.
Makes no sense.
Saying you don't love someone is not the equivalent of saying you hate them.
And that you're going to conduct violence on them.
It's not the same thing.
Right, but the caller was initially offended that you
didn't
express your love.
Yeah, love them.
We are in a really weird society
where
the victimization thing is out of control. So we have to stop this. But what's really doing this is the brainwashing of the headlines. They're leading out with anti-Semitism, although I don't quite know where the anti-Semitism is in this case, in the college campus thing, because they won't say where it is. They just keep saying it could happen. Okay. And if somebody says something about somebody, that is not the reason that you arrest somebody. We're getting to a really weird place. We really are. We weren't even going to talk about this today. It's just that, and even when I talked about the fakery of what's going on, we were actually just talking about the fakery, okay? But people get into camps so fast. You've offended me. You've offended my people. You've offended people that I have are my people. What in the world are we doing? Oh, my gosh. You have to have one thought. You know who has one thought? China. They have one thought, too. How's that working out for them?
Yeah.
You get one thought. This is who you love. This is who you don't. This is who you have to do business with. This is who you don't. And that's it. Nice. Be right back. Kate Daly.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the very anti-Semitic Kate Daly Show, apparently, with Uncle Milty, who apparently bullies the Jewish people, the Chinese, possibly the Hindu. Is there anyone I'm leaving out?
Well,
is there anyone else that you're not particularly, that you don't love?
I there's a lot of people I don't love. Trust me.
But I don't particularly like cat people. I know, I'm sorry.
Do you remember the song that Bing Crosby did?
No.
Accentuate the positive.
Yes, I do.
We now live in a society that wants to accentuate the negative.
Yeah.
And no, so it's true. If you look up anybody who wants to do this, look up the lyrics of Accentuate the Positive with Bing Crosby.
Right.
And just replace the word positive with negative and the word negative with positive, and then sing the song, and you will see the problem.
We're talking about a very overall problem. We weren't actually going to talk about this on the show, but it actually brings us what we were going to talk about really into light. So stay with me on this, and I'm going to beat you to the punch too, because remember how we talked about the fact that they were going to come out with kiddie porn on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might as well stand up and go, they have fake kiddie porn on me, and here is XYZ that I'm exposing. Beat them to the punch.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll beat you to the punch. We're bullies about everybody. That way you can walk away going, that shows a big bully, even though we're not, but that shows a big bully, because this is the looming threat in America. Now, Trump's trial, okay? Trials, there's four of them, if you're keeping close, whatever. So here's the headline. So whatever happened in court, okay, is a whole nother story. What the headline says was the perceived view takeaway. Trump claims assassination privilege. Kill a rival, kill an enemy, kill Hillary. What if King Trump orders a coup? Now, I saw this headline. And I thought, wow, they're really running with with this headline. And I'm pretty sure that in court, he didn't say that he wanted an assassination privilege to go kill people. No. I'm pretty sure that wasn't what actually happened. But you have the headline narratives of what happened. So that's what we're trying to point out, is the headline narrative of this college thing is really out of control, but it's there to gaslight everybody. And so even the caller is gaslit over this. Now, that's not a criticism of the caller. Caller can call up and say what the caller wants to say. Sure. I'm totally fine with that. It's just, I think there's something in us that has to realize at some point that we are being extra sensitive to only certain people in America. So the Jewish, the trans, and the LGBTQ, not allowed to say anything but you love them. Now, If you say you just sort of like them, that would be anti-Semitic, anti-gay, anti-trans. If you say you don't like them, you are now on the verge of assault. You're going to assault them next. Not yet, but you're going to. It's in your head. And it's at, it's either that or you love them. And you have to say you love them in America right now. And if you don't, heaven help you. Okay? Love the LGBTQ, the trans, and the Jewish people. Obviously, that's where we're at in America right now.
You know, the headline about,
I don't understand
about,
why.
About Trump and assassination is just hilarious. Because if Trump was half as evil as the media tries to portray him, he would still be president. He would have done whatever he had to do to stay in office.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
Now, if you want to ask me and go a layer deep on that, I will tell you that all the lawyers are, there's something wrong with the lawyers that are being picked because that was put out there for fodder for today's headline.
Sure.
In a very manipulative way. So they wanted this to be the headline today. So they introduced it in court as a hypothetical. What do you think of hypotheticals?
I like fairy tales too. Hypotheticals and fairy tales.
Because they were just talking about what the president has or doesn't have.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, as a hypothetical, it had nothing to do with him claiming an assassination privilege.
No.
What we're doing is, as a populace, is we're walking away completely gaslit by every single headline.
Yeah.
And then what we should be doing, if we're smart people, is to say, why are they gaslighting me on this? Why are the college campuses having all of this unrest with now militant, but very soyed up, very feminine college students who are very milquetoast about everything, by the way. They didn't even care about their freedom when it got totally done away with in 2020. They weren't marching, nothing. You only have groups that are paid for that now come into the college campuses. So you can't do anything on perceived threat. I perceive that you could mean something, that you could do something to me someday. That's not going to work, as we said in the last clip. But this is our problem. We walk away with these headlines. We walk away with being gaslit by the college thing. They're trying to gaslight us and they're trying to divide us. And are you going to be a sucker to it? Are we going to act like we don't know what's going on here? This is getting ridiculous. So every day you should just beat people to the punch. And whatever threat is looming, right? So when I got put on radio, I was told, don't ever talk about Israel. And I was like, why? It's an entire country. Like, why is that off limits? And there was no answer to that. It was just, you can't. Why? Because pretty much, you know, there's a whole sector there that runs Hollywood, that runs our government, that runs the media. You can't. You just can't. So you can't voice an opinion. I was told that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
But if you slip up and you do talk about Israel, be sure to say you love them.
I mean, we live in America. Where's the country that I love? Where's the country where I can say I don't like cats? And then if I say I don't like cat people, are cat people going to start harassing me because I say I don't like them? Is it okay for me to have an opinion about somebody?
I have a cat.
I know.
Are you saying do you not like me because I have a cat?
Yes, that's exactly right. Now are you perceiving I'm going to be violent?
I'm offended. Are you going to hurt my cat?
Well, I'm going to hurt you. Obviously, if I say that, the next step for me logically would be that I would then come assault you because of my hatred for you.
Of course.
I can't just have an opinion about anything. I have to now verbally go after you and assault you physically. So this is what we're up against.
Yep.
You know, the guy said, you know, he's in my community and he's got this group of Jewish people in our community. Okay. I come from a group of LDS in my community. You come from a group of Catholics in your community.
Yes,
there's
I
always
do.
Groups in every community because we're America, the biggest melting pot in the world. Like you said on the break, you can go anywhere and you can get any food. We are the virtual melting. We even celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Okay, what if I said I don't love Mexicans? What? Now what? I mean, is the world going to fall apart?
No, it really is amazing. And I've been in 27 countries. And
do you hate any of them?
In the United States, There is not an ethnic food you cannot go eat.
Right.
But if you go to Italy, try to get something other than Italian food.
Do you mean they're not going to celebrate the 4th of July,
no.
the Independence Day holiday
no.
over in Italy?
No.
Well, we do for Cinco de Mayo.
Go to Japan and try to not eat Japanese food.
They're racist and on the verge of assault. If they don't offer up a hamburger, a very fattening
you
hamburger.
You might be able to get a hamburger.
From America.
Only because McDonald's spreads their franchises all over. Creation.
Look, people need to mellow out. This is just getting too rough. I mean, mellow out. There's groups everywhere. It's okay. Yeah. We live in America. There's pockets of everything. There's a Hindu group. Might go eat some of their food tonight.
I go to Red Fort.
Oh my gosh, do I hate him? Do I not hate him? And that's the biggest question now.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? We're into victimization. My group's sure. being victimized because you have an opinion about them. So what? My opinion is my opinion. Get over it.
I was in an Indian restaurant one night, and a man came in and started verbally assaulting the owner.
Mm.
And everybody in the restaurant told the guy, get out of here. We don't need your stuff.
Jeez, no opinions anymore. Be right back.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the show, where we live in America. We celebrate by barbecue our freedom, and then we tell everybody they're not allowed to have an opinion. It's a really great hypocritical country, and I love this country. I hope we can make it last, because this is really, this whole hour, we weren't planning on this hour.
No.
But thank you, caller, for bringing up what I think is going on all over the country, but doesn't that say volumes, though, about the fact that this conversation in this hour is not taking place on any other show in America right now? I promise you that.
That's for sure.
For a reason. Because
they're
Uncle
afraid.
Milty, you're not allowed to have an opinion and about certain things. And it's a very communistic, globalist approach that for some reason in America, we seem to be gaslit by every 5 seconds. But I just wanted to point out that this conversation isn't being had for a reason. The very reason that we're talking about. No one wants to be labeled anti-Semitic. Have we said anything that would even be close to being anti-Semitic? No. But there will be people, probably the caller, that'll walk away saying such things because we've reached that level in their mind. It's happening in their mind. It's a perception thing.
You know,
it's funny.
I've realized something, though, through all of this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ecstatic that people can't hear my road rage when there's bad drivers cutting
me off.
Hi, caller.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, all this got me thinking that, you know, I like a good Polish sandwich on Jewish rye bread, and I like Chinese food. I like Mexican food. I even like Thai food, but if I eat it all at once, it gives me an upset stomach.
Is there any food you don't like, though?
Wondering,
is there any food you don't like?
No, but I was wondering if it's because I'm intolerant and white, or if it's just because I'm eating too much.
Thank you.
Anyway,
making the point today. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's how nonsensical this is. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
so
I got in trouble once because I didn't like my Indian food extra spicy. So, what do you mean you don't like it extra spicy?
You're on the verge of violence, sir. Wow. I don't know where we're going, guys, but it's not a good place when we can be this easily gaslit.
Yeah.
We have fakery going on. And what are we doing? we're actually engaging in the very conversations that they want us to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is me trying to defend myself to insane sort of connotations that somehow, some way, were what? Anti-American or just bullies for Jewish people? I don't even know what the thing is. You're not allowed to say you don't love them.
Yeah, I realize that.
You're not allowed to say you don't love the Hindus either or the Chinese.
I can't just like them?
No. You have to be all in.
You have to love them.
You have to be all in. So if anything has taught us this hour is we are playing right into where they want us.
Yep.
And boy, they're playing a good game. And the headlines right now, anti-Semitism leads out on almost every article because they want you to see that. They want you to think that that is what's going on. No one can even define that. What is that, actually?
You would almost think that they believe they can divide and conquer.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. It is pretty amazing. But when you set up a situation to which no one can ever be criticized, a government, a country cannot be criticized ever. And I'm not even talking about the people, but the country can't be criticized. Government can't be criticized. We have a very much bigger problem than we think in America then. Okay, and they're probably, possibly running America at this point. If you're not allowed to criticize them, that's usually who's in control is who you're not allowed to criticize. By the way, TikTok. I just wanted to mention that is a Trojan horse. Okay, it's not about whether you like TikTok or don't like TikTok. It is truly about the fact that it's a Trojan horse for more censorship to take away platforms because they dinged in on TikTok to do it. TikTok is no different really than anything else, okay? The Chinese listen to us in every which way and every form. They've set that up. Our country has set that up. So the Chinese listening to us, they listen to you on Temu, the shopping website. I mean, come on, you guys. TikTok is ridiculous. It's a Trojan horse for more censorship. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say right up front, mm-hmm. Uncle Milty, it's okay that you don't love me.
Are you sure?
If you want to press charges,
he's here. So,
and I have Jewish people in my family, and I'm right with you on everything you're saying. But Mike Johnson, they call him the Speaker of the House, but I consider him the weasel of the House.
Exactly.
Just god awful what he's done. And, when is enough enough?
I know.
Ron Paul, David Stockman, let's run for office. I'm behind you.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Mike Johnson's another Romney.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Total little weasel traitor. Yeah. I'm with you.
Biden on the student loans, I'd be okay with it if he would build a university that sold those loans to those kids. To me, they're the real culprits.
Sir, you're just bringing too much common sense to today's show. You're going to have to call in more. We're going to have to hear from you more, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it.
Love it.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate Bye-bye. That.
Yeah. I don't love people with a lot of common sense either, man.
You bully. You're on the verge of violence again. Oh, good heavens. I don't know what else to say, you guys. Bird flu's coming. I know. Bird flu's coming. It's rearing its ugly head again. And it's apparently tainted cow's milk.
Yes.
I don't.
Cow's milk, they found bird flu.
I didn't know that the birds
flu.
Could... taint the cow's milk.
Yep. The CDC says it's going to be an utter disaster.
Okay. How long did it take you to come up with that?
About 2 seconds when I was reading the article.
The utter disaster. Oh, you guys. It's too much. Lots of fakery, lots of disinformation artists. We're living it. But let me just tell you, I have to laugh every day or I'm going to go berserk. And let me tell you, we still live in a country where it's okay if you don't even like me. I don't care. You don't care. Obviously, people don't like you.
Well, I didn't used to care. But
is it going to be because you're Catholic? Or is it just going to be because it's you?
No, I think people just don't like me. They don't even have to have a reason.
I get told all the time how much people don't like me. I guess I could blame it on being a woman, or I could blame it on my religion, or I could blame it on 100 things. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you just don't like my ideas. Who knows?
I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it.
You're so kind. Thanks, you little bully. All right. Well, I so appreciate you guys tuning in. And honestly, we need to have better conversations in this country and start being able to talk about everything and say what you want to say without feeling like you're going to get labeled something. And if you're white, if you're a white man, I especially feel bad for you out there because you're getting the brunt of it. I'm serious. You are getting the brunt of it. It's sad. It is so sad out there. Oh, my gosh. Be faithful. Be fearless, everybody. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth. I'm so tired of all this. Tell the truth. See you tomorrow on the Friday show. Bye, Uncle Milton.
Bye-bye.